The word of the day is Protestschwein. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where every once in a while even the livestock end up in the middle of a wild story. I am Brady. It's Friday, March 1st, National Pig Day, and thus a perfect time to tell one of the most famous stories of pig-based resistance in history. That's the story of Denmark's Protestschwein, or Protest Pigs. According to Mental Floss, this story starts in the 19th century when Denmark and Prussia were each trying to gain control of a part of the Jutland Peninsula. By the mid-1860s, after several wars, Prussia controlled the area. And to make sure there wouldn't be another war down the road, they started to outlaw virtually any expression of Danish identity in the region. Most importantly, they barred displays of the Danish flag, which is red with a white Nordic cross. The story goes that Danish farmers found an ingenious way around those laws. They started to crossbreed pigs so that they were mostly red with patches of white. They weren't an exact match to the Danish flag, but they were close enough that the pigs became symbols of Danish culture and of resistance to the Prussian rule. Protest through pigs. And there are still a few of these pigs around today. Now, there's no big dispute over the peninsula anymore, and there's not a large demand for trolling Otto von Bismarck's forces with Schwein, but they are still here. They have a new name, Husum Red Pied, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and they have a new purpose. Mason's World Encyclopedia of Livestock says the former Protestschwein is, quote, a rugged pasture-type pig and is sometimes used to control vegetation in reed marshland. And you can learn more about the history of Danish protest pigs at coolweirdawesome.com. We've got a very different kind of animal news for you right after this short break.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is even more awesome when you listen on a smart speaker. That's what it's designed for. Ask your smart speaker to play the show by name anytime.
Here's Cool, Weird, Awesome with Brady Carlson.
Or if you've got an Echo, add us to your flash briefing when you open the settings on the Alexa app. You'll never miss an episode, and you just might make your smart speaker feel even smarter.
Welcome back. Starting today in Houston, Minnesota, it's the International Festival of Owls. There will be live owl programs, arts and crafts, an owl calling contest for kids, and a speaker from the World Owl Hall of Fame. I'm Brady. That's a human speaker, by the way, not an owl. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.